But that's all right. I'm not ashamed of my God. Not ashamed to defend His cause. Maintain the honor of the cross. It's been good this morning. I've already felt I could leave and go home satisfied. But I never do get done, seem like. Feed me till I want no more. This morning, the best thing that I can say, that my name is written in the Lamb's Book of Life and sealed there with the Holy Spirit of promise. Ain't no guns or anything that can take it away from me. And what a comfort He is this morning. What a comfort. If you don't know Him, get to know Him as your personal Savior this morning, because He's a personal Savior to the believer this morning. How great He is and how good He is. I told my wife this week, the only peace we have is while we're in the Spirit of God. That's the only peace. I'm glad this morning that I've got a shelter in a time of storm. I've got a Savior that's always on the job. Never, never is He busy. Never, never is He sleeping. But He's always right there. In the midnight hour, I've talked to Him. In the wee hours of the morning, when nobody's up but me, I talk to Jesus. I surely do. And I asked Him this morning to be one in the midst here with the Spirit and sin. Sin, brothers, to preach. And here they are. He works. He takes care of things. He's my all in all. He's my everything. And it cost me everything.
It
cost you everything too. Yeah, even my life. But you know what? He brought life too. Raised me from a dead state to a lively hope in Christ Jesus. My God's alive this morning. He rose from the dead. He rose from the dead. He conquered it all in 3 days. Death, hell, and the grave in 3 days. He said, "You can destroy this temple." And in 3 days, I'll rear it up. They thought He's talking about the building.
40 and 6 years.
But He wasn't. Why, 40 and 6 years, Master? We worked on this. But He wasn't talking about the building. You can destroy this church, but all of us is still going to see God. If this church burns or falls or whatever happens, the building I'm talking about. But the church of the living God will be there, I guarantee.
Yes,
the church of the church of the living God.
That's right.
I'm glad I belong to the church.
Yes, sir.
Me too.
You know, there was plenty of places that I could have went long before the regular Baptist and put my name on the book. There was plenty of places, Brother Junior, that I could have went.
You had to be born in the church.
But you had to be born. It takes a birth of the Spirit. Yes, to be born again. And I'm certainly happy on my journey this morning. It's still brand new, folks. It's still brand new, brother. Every time He blesses me, it's still brand new. It's new. Made me a new creature in Christ Jesus the Lord. And put a new song in here. There'll be a change come. You won't have to ask nobody if He's come by. You won't have to ask nobody. Like that old song he used to sing.
Ask nobody.
You won't have to ask nobody. I can feel it in my soul. And you can too. He'll make you alive. And alive forevermore. It's the best thing in the world can happen to you. It's the best thing that ever come my way. I was 51 years old when He saved my soul. And I wouldn't give the last few years for it ever bit.
Amen.
Oh, no, sir. I was born of God, is born of love. Birth of the Spirit. That's what you need. If you don't have it, you need it. Worse than life itself. Worse than anything else in this world. You need to be born again. Turn it over to Jesus. And He won't make no mess of it. He'll straighten you up. He'll make you a new creature in Christ Jesus the Lord. This old man out here, he's still full of sin. Sin's condemned in there. But this man on the inside, he's a perfect man. As good as he'll ever be. Whether he lives, dies today, or whether he stays another 100 years, it'll still be the same, Brother Junior. Is that all right?
He won't dwell in an unclean temple.
He won't. I'll tell you one thing. I told Brother Terry, I was talking about the other day, something about back it out. He won't never back out on you. He ain't an Indian giver. He won't never back out on you. He is right there to stay. Born with it. Birth of the Spirit. Eternal life. I got eternal life in seconds that morning down there in my barn.
Yes,
everlasting eternal life. Right there. In quicker than you can bat your eye, Brother Peter.
Twinkling of an eye, brother.
That's how quick it was.
Has the sun had.
So get ready. I'm telling you. If you don't repent this side the grave, ain't but one place you can go to then. Ain't but one other place you can go.
That's right.
And you ain't going to like it there.
No.
You ain't going to like it there. So fall out with sin. Look to Christ. Draw nigh unto Him. He said, draw nigh unto me and I will.
Draw nigh
unto you.
That's a promise.
I believe that reaches everybody. The church and the sinner man.
Absolutely.
I believe that's unto all of them, Brother Junior. Because it takes the drawing power of God for you to get there. No man can come to me except my Father who sent me. I draw Him. When you lose the drawing power, folks, it's over for you. As far as heaven's concerned. Ain't but one other place. This morning I want to tell you, you're on one side or the other. You're either in or out. That's just the way it is. That's the way it is. I ain't never read it in the book any other way. You must be born again. You must be born again. Not of a corruptible seed, of an incorruptible. That liveth and abideth. Listen to this. Forever. Didn't say a few days or a week or a maybe or whatever. Forever. How long is that? That means I got it made down here and in the world to come.
That's going to get better, brother.
It's going to get better farther on.
That's right.
Like that song, farther on, yet still farther. Gets better and better. I'm going to hush. Yeah, prove Him. He works. He works. Call on Him. Seek Him out. Seek Him out while you can find Him. Seek Him out. Blessed are they that hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they shall be filled.
Amen.
Not maybe,
that's
or this cheer, or whoever. Right. Whosoever will, let him come and taste of the water of life freely.
No respect.
He no respect. Blessed are they that hunger and thirst after righteousness,